This is JIS News. Coming up, Parliament approves $72 billion for carry-on budget. Sports medicine clinic opens at the University of the West Indies Mona campus, and young people urged to choose agriculture as a viable career option. Details after the break.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the license, restore the justice.
Sometimes we live too bad with one another. We don't care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Between the one to another, the one down to you. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate. Let's try more life, no gun, no knife. Would have been less life, was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Now the news. Parliament has approved a resolution allowing the government a sum of $72.4 billion to carry on its business. This for a period of 3 months, April 1 to June 30, 2014. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips says the sum comprises $61.3 billion for recurrent expenditure and $11.1 billion for capital expenditure.
The vote on account excludes statutory expenditure of $47.324 billion, which covers debt servicing costs, salaries of certain positions which are provided for in the Constitution. This is due to the fact that these expenditures are statutorily prescribed and do not require prior parliamentary approval.
Dr. Phillips notes that the resolution would authorize expenditure up until June 30, as it is expected that by then the Appropriation Act, covering the period April 1, 2014 to March 31, 2015, will have been passed. Jamaica's sporting infrastructure got a major boost recently with the opening of the University of the West Indies Mona Sports Medicine Clinic. The state-of-the-art medical research and treatment facility was officially opened by His Royal Highness Prince Edward, the Earl of Wessex, and was built at a cost of $3.5 billion. It is the only facility of its kind in the Caribbean, specializing in the emerging discipline of sports and exercise medicine and dedicated to the treatment of competing athletes. Principal of the UWI Mona campus, Professor Archibald MacDonald, says the establishment of the sports clinic forms part of the university's thrust to develop sports in a holistic manner. Moments before the official opening, Prince Edward, who was in Jamaica on a four-day working visit, toured sections of the clinic, including the research labs, physiotherapy department, gym and pool area. He met with national and regional athletes, including West Indies cricketers Chris Gayle, Shivnarine Chanderpaul and Ramnaresh Sarwan, as well as Olympians Warren Weir, Karen Stewart, Michael Frater and Maurice Smith. Prince Edward, the Earl of Wessex and the Countess of Wessex departed the island on March 5. The Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining will be recruiting a Chief Information Officer to oversee administration of the newly established e-government e-gov agency. The recruitment and the establishment of e-gov form part of the administration's focus on streamlining information and communications technology ICT activities and processes across government ministries, departments and agencies.
The government is the largest user of information technology in this country and actually implements the largest projects. And one of our goals is to move more things online to make it easier for persons to interact and interface with government.
Junior Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Julian Robinson. He was speaking at a recent Realtors Association of Jamaica meeting. And Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark has issued another call for young Jamaicans to choose agriculture as a viable career option. He says young people are needed to conduct research, develop marketing plans and strategies, and drive the sector's technological development.
These are some of the initiatives we would like our young people to get excited about as we move forward and seek to modernize our sector for the greater good of all Jamaicans.
Minister Clark was speaking at the 58th Hague Agricultural and Livestock Show in Trelawney recently. He says over the years, farming has primarily been undertaken by men, but the ministry has been encouraging more women and young people to become involved through several initiatives. That was the JIS News. I am Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.